Austin, Texas. It's Dave and Mike.
Well, what's going on with the stock market? We're going to take a look at that as well as Bitcoin. People are panicking, especially the robo-traders. What was that? We just showed a commercial yesterday from the Super Bowl where the robots were laughing at the scientist because he hadn't signed on to a particular cell phone provider, mocking him. Well, now they're mocking us, I guess, by trading in a panic mode. It's kind of interesting to trace where this began. I've got an idea about what's going on with it, as well as put this in perspective. And the same thing for Bitcoin. We're going to take a look at that as well. Now, as we see the effects of the stock markets and the underlying volatility of this, as a matter of fact, CNN was very proud of the fact that as Trump was making a speech talking about all the great things that he had accomplished, they were able to put up a graphic showing a collapsing stock market. And you know they've had this thing prepared for months, right? You know that stock markets, any kind of market like this, doesn't just go straight up. Both Bitcoin and the stock market went straight up for a very long time. That can't keep happening, right? And so you're going to have a correction. You're going to have a turnaround. The question is, how deep is this going to be? And I think that it's a bad idea, really, to pin our accomplishments on a stock market. It's always going to be very volatile, and we've never seen this kind of volatility before in the stock market, according to the exchanges that track that sort of thing. What you can do as a government, and I've said this before, Trump has created jobs as a businessman. He hasn't created any jobs as a president, and let me clarify that. What a president does is get out of the way and let private businesses create jobs, let in people who are entrepreneurs create businesses and hire people. And he did a great job of getting out of the way, a better job than any president I've seen in my lifetime. Got out of the way, and you've got people who are bringing back businesses here, giving bonuses, hiring people, raising salary levels, and so forth. And you've seen that in your paychecks, haven't you? Around here, everybody has seen an increase. I've seen some complaints from people who are school teachers, and I just have to wonder if some of the school teachers are not seeing much, if any, of a raise. I wonder if there's something else going on. Is the school bought into Obamacare in a heavy way? I mean, take a look at an itemized statement of your paycheck, if it's not too difficult, to see really where the money is going. If you're not seeing an increase, it could be because something like Obamacare is sapping the strength out of it because they didn't get rid of it. And probably the people that I've seen complaining about this for the most part are working for the government in one way or the other. But we've also got a lot of interesting information, follow-up information about the Super Bowl. An NFL player has been killed by an illegal immigrant. Of course, it's referred to as an undocumented immigrant. Maybe what we should do, since they like to play games with all these words, oh, they're not an illegal immigrant. They're an undocumented, they're not illegal aliens. So they've even got me saying it. They're not an illegal alien. They're an undocumented immigrant. So maybe we should just say that this NFL player was killed by an unsobered driver who you can't really call him a driver because then that would mean that he's got some responsibility. He's a man in a car, an unsobered man in a car. There you go. So the NFL player was killed by an unsobered man in a car who was an undocumented immigrant. And this undocumented immigrant or this who was the unsobered man in the car had been deported two times and was three times over the limit of unsoberness that has been defined by law. So that's how the Democrats use language. we're going to talk about that as well as some information about the Pope, about electronic vehicles and other Ponzi schemes when we come back. I've also got a clip of Hillary Clinton because we're going into the DACA debate now. And John McCain, from his deathbed, is trying to kill America before he dies. And so he wants to get rid of the wall. And we're going to talk about his history with wall. We're going to talk about Hillary Clinton's history with immigration and comments that she has made in the past. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Crooked Hillary is at it again, gaslighting the population. She says Trump is using the FISA memo as a scapegoat for the Russia probe. Speaking to students at Georgetown University, Clinton said her loss is attributed to misogyny and sexism, but another contributing factor was the outgrowth of all the anxiety and insecurity playing on some people and leading them on a hunt for scapegoats. But thanks to those damning text messages between two anti-Trump FBI investigators, we know the Russia investigation was meant to be Clinton's scapegoat for losing the 2016 election. Peter Strzok and his mistress Lisa Page outlined an insurance policy to derail Trump should he win the election. FBI officials like Strzok and former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe were quarterbacking the investigation into Clinton's illegal server. The FISA memo itself details evidence of the Clinton campaign colluding with the FBI, DOJ, and the State Department. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
We're going to take a look at the stock market. I'm David Knight, and we're going to have as a guest in the next hour also John Kiriakou, CIA whistleblower on torture. He blew the whistle on illegal torture. Of course, he was the only one to go to jail. Everybody else escaped. So I want to get him on as we're looking at what's going on with the deep state and the shadow government. We've had people on CNN. We had Phil Mudd saying the FBI is going to get even with Trump over this. We've had Leon Panetta say it's going to be a constitutional crisis if President Trump doesn't listen to the people several levels underneath him and the Department of Justice. And then the FBI under the Department of Justice. They're going to tell him what to do. And we saw that memo that was declassified. It was initially classified as top secret. What a joke. So I wanted to talk to somebody who'd been in the CIA. We also had Chuck Schumer saying, hey, the CIA's got more than six ways to get to you. I'm sure they got more than six ways, way more than six ways. We were talking about that yesterday. So we're going to have John Kiriakou talk about what's going on with the memo in the next hour. And it's not just the memo. Now there is the Democrat memo and there is the Senate memo. And then there's going to be another State Department memo from the House Intelligence Committee. So we've got memo wars going on here. They're going to be going back and forth. And it's good that they declassified the Democrat memo and all the Republicans voted for it. Remember when they had the first memo, which summarized the misconduct of the FBI and the Department of Justice? All of the Democrats voted against it, but they're in the minority, so they lost. And it was declassified. Then when the Democrats said, wait a minute, we want to give our take on this, the Republicans said, fine. And they voted for it along with the Democrats, so it was unanimous to declassify that. The Senate, meanwhile, is doing its own investigation, and the House has said that they are going to be releasing a memo as to misconduct with the State Department. So it'll be interesting to talk to John Kiriakou because the key thing here that's not being talked about by both the Democrats and the Republicans is this massive surveillance state that they have created and that they're still covering for. They held up the memo. They held up the vote for the reauthorization of Dragnet surveillance because they wanted to pass it and not only reauthorize it again, but loosen the restrictions before they told you about all this corruption. And so I want to talk to John about that in the next hour. Let's talk first, though. We've got a lot of news coming up, but let's talk first about the stock market because that's what everybody is concerned about. We saw the stock market down 666 on Friday, 666 points. Then yesterday, at one point, it was down 1,600 points, and it ended up the day down just under 1,200 points yesterday. So a lot of people are talking about this and saying, this is the biggest point drop in history. Well, it doesn't really matter when you look at something like that because that's the points are not adjusted for inflation, right? The points are an average of, it's reflected in the dollar price of the stocks. And we've had a tremendous amount of inflation, thanks to the Federal Reserve, since 1929, when people are always want to go back and compare what happened with it. And when you look at the run-up, although it went straight down the last couple of days, it has been going up for a very long time based on expectation. And this is what people have always said. Does it buy on expectation, sell on the news? Well, we saw the actual tax cuts take effect for individuals and businesses, and it went down very quickly because of that. And they're looking at this, and I think a key part of this is what happened with the globalist in Davos. Been a lot of people saying, hey, this is too good to last. They're always looking as to which direction the market is going to go. These guys make money when the market goes up. They make money when the market goes down. You typically don't do that because you're not sophisticated enough to trade that way. Most people don't trade futures. They don't get into hedge funds. And so most people are a buy and hold and hoping that it's going to go up. But these guys are not like that. They don't make any money when it goes sideways. So they love volatility. And then as a matter of fact, you've got a lot of central banks and individuals with a lot of money, very wealthy individuals, a lot of NGOs, a lot of banksters everywhere that have the ability, especially if several of them start acting at the same time, they can make a market do particular things. This is one of the things that was discussed from the very beginning as they talked about the creation of the Federal Reserve. We were warned by Charles Lindbergh's father, said, this is a private organization. And they will have the ability to make or break markets. They can pump them up and they can burst them. They can create bubbles and they can burst those bubbles. They were sold to us, of course, as is always the case. They sold the idea of the Federal Reserve as something that was going to be a stabilizing effect. And so we don't want to have these business cycles or bubbles, as we now call them. We don't want to have that. So we're going to have a Federal Reserve and they're going to give us stability. Hasn't happened, has it? It didn't take very long from 1913 to 1929 to see one of the biggest bubbles we've ever had and one of the biggest bursts, and still the biggest bubble burst that we've ever seen with the stock market crash. But it's not just the Federal Reserve that can do this. Remember a couple of years ago, it was learned that people like Nancy Pelosi and others were able to do and were doing insider trading. So the very regulatory agencies that have the ability to pump massive amounts of funds into solar energy, let's say, and then say, we're going to put the coal industry out of business. So they can do it with a particular company, or they can do it with an entire industry just by the laws that they pass. Or they can come back in and say, now we're going to favor coal and we're going to take away the subsidies from solar or whatever. And they know when they're going to do that, and they're able to trade in advance. Now, they lock up other people for doing that. They didn't actually lock up, what's the lady that was the, Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart. They didn't actually lock up Martha Stewart for insider trading. No, she was locked up because she was interviewed by an FBI agent and was factually incorrect on something she told the FBI agent, like General Flynn. Sounds familiar, right? So everybody was under the impression that she went to jail for insider trading. No, this was the entrapment process that the FBI goes through to get to post your children that they want to get at. Nevertheless, going back to what the Congress is able to do with their insider trading, they were exposed to have the ability to do insider trading with legal immunity. They put out a thing called the Stock Act. I don't remember what the acronym meant, but the bill itself was meaningless. It was done to a lot of fanfare. Look, we're reforming this. We don't want members of Congress to be able to do insider trading, so we're going to reform this and put this in here for the staffs and so forth. After everybody moved away, because that doesn't take long in a news cycle, right? So you know that there's a big story once a week or once a day, and then everybody moves on to something else. Well, this was maybe 6 to 9 months later. So it was ancient history at that point. Nobody was paying attention to it. And they came back and they adjusted it. They eviscerated it. Made it totally meaningless. So they're still able to do that. So this is the world that the stock market exists in. And it is highly technical, just like Bitcoin is highly technical. That's why a lot of people are not in it. But it will affect you whether or not you are in it. It will eventually affect you if it makes major swings one way or the other. So we have a rolling world stock sell-off that has run now up to $4 trillion, wiped off from global stock markets from just 8 days ago. Europe was down around 2%. As one analyst said, playtime is officially over. Rising volatility painfully reminds us that one-way bets do not exist. And again, as I said, they're talking about Australian Asian stock markets sliding after the Dow suffers the biggest one-day points fall ever. But of course, that's not adjusted for inflation. When you go back and look at 1929 and you look at what happened, October the 19th, 1929, you saw the stock market lose 22.6% of its value. And we're not even close to that. This is, I think, maybe somewhere around 4% that was scrubbed off. So more than five times that on October the 19th. Then on October the 29th, 1929, it lost an additional 25%. And then by 1932, the stock market was down by 80 points. I don't think that's what's in view here. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you something else that I think is a very interesting data point in terms of timing of this market collapse. Stay with us. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
what's going on in the financial markets. Is it the Federal Reserve? Is it the globalists from Davos? Is it fear, panic, and automated trading? Yes. Probably all of those things involved in the market. We've got a comment here from Peter Schiff, who says, I don't know if the Fed has much love for Trump. They might want to see this record-breaking stock market go away. And again, we should never attach our political accomplishments to something as volatile and ephemeral as the stock market. Absolutely unscrutable. People seeing, as we've now seen, great news, and they sell off, massive sell-off. And that's the way it's always been. And if that absolutely makes no sense to you, as it doesn't make to me, that's why you shouldn't be in the stock market, why I shouldn't be in the stock market either. But again, as we look at this, this is an interview we had with the Street. And he said, maybe the Fed would be happy to see a bear market that could be blamed on Trump. And he thinks that the markets could easily correct 20%. So yeah, we've got insider trading, as I mentioned in the last, insider trading from the Fed. We've got insider trading from the big banks, the big investors, the NGOs that have massive amounts of money. They can influence the market, especially if several of them make the same bet in the same direction at the same time. And of course, Congress is able to do insider trading. When we look at the Fed, go back and look at the interest rates that Alan Greenspan put in. Now, he did a rope-a-dope on the economy. And if you look at the interest rates under Alan Greenspan, you'll see that they continually go down, and then they flatline at a very low level for a while. That was the rope-a-dope. Come on in. We're going to have easy credit forever. Everybody, get your collateralized loans. Everybody invest in real estate. Real estate can only go up, and interest rates will never go up. And then what he did was, and if you go back and look at it, it's amazing, because every quarter, just like a little stair step, every quarter going up, a quarter of a point, quarter of a point, quarter of a point, every quarter. Janet Yellen started doing the same thing the day that Donald Trump was elected. As soon as they had their first meeting, they did the same thing, because they were setting in that interest rate pin to burst any economic bubbles. That was the intention. This is always going to be the case. You're always going to have the Fed manipulating things, not just for their own benefit, but also politically. You want to say they're independent? Yeah, they are independent. They're in it for themselves and their own political agenda, their globalist agenda. Look, it's a truism that the people who control things are controlled by the people who control people. And the people who control people are controlled by the people who control the money. It has always been that way. So if we go back and we take a look at where did things start to go bad with the stock market? Well, all of this started, interestingly enough, on January the 26th, the last day of Davos. Everything was going up, and that was the peak. And it started going down, and then it went way down real fast. And at Davos, what did we hear? And I talked about it at the time. I said, mentioned it several times. You saw all over the press, the phrase was being echoed. They reported this year as much as, we go back, 2 years ago when Kevin Spacey was the king of Davos, and that was what everybody was talking about. Oh, look, Kevin Spacey is at Davos. He's the king of Davos. He plays president, blah, blah, blah. And coming after President Trump. It's January 2016. Yeah, that's right, because we were in the primary season. So he was attacking President Trump. And that was all they were talking about. Well, this time what they were saying was, everybody at Davos, they don't like President Trump, but they're really happy with the money. But they say this is too good to last. Next headline. This is too good to last. Another one picks up. Too good to last. It's the echo chamber that they have. Remember a few years ago, they started using this. Somebody said something about gravitas, talking about a president. I forget even the context of who it was. Gravitas. And all of a sudden, everybody, all the commentators on the news are using the word gravitas that you'd never heard before, right? And just like this last week. Oh, there's nothing there. Move on. It's a nothing burger. Is that all, says James Comey? Yeah, that is all. Isn't that enough? Why did you guys fight so hard to keep this quiet? So you have these echo chambers. You know, there's nothing there. It's a nothing burger with the memo and so forth. Or this is too good to last, they were all saying at Davos. And then the day that Davos is over, everything continues to go down and the fall accelerates. Now, you got at Davos, what do you have there? You've got the captains of industry. You've got the heads of government, the heads of central banks meeting together, talking. And is this a herd mentality, or are they acting on what they heard? at Davos. You know, kind of like they do with Agenda 21. You've got the Delphi technique created by the RAND Corporation. You come in with a narrative that you've already planned and you start talking about it. And if you do it cleverly, like the RAND Corporation has gamed this thing out with the Delphi approach, people leave thinking that it was their idea. Yeah, this is too good to last. Let's get out. So, I mean, I think that probably had a good deal to do with it. But here's how the Wall Street people will explain this. The vol market finally broke. A quant explains what happened to the market. The gray swan we've all spoken about for years, that being the absurd tail wagging the dog potential of VIX ETN market structure, inverse and leveraged products, and the massive growth in negative convexivity, vol target, vol rebalancing strategies to either generate extra income or systematically allocate risk looks good in the prospectus, right? Finally, it broke the volatility market and has now bled through to the underlying spot equities market as the short vol trade went lights out. You got that? Yeah, me neither. Say, pros profit at the expense of amateurs. I don't understand that. You probably didn't understand that. It's probably a handful of people who would write something like that and read it. It's going to affect us wage slaves a little bit later, okay, if this thing keeps going. It could actually be a good thing if it doesn't keep collapsing. Because if the stock market retrenches, what they're saying was, we're worried about the Fed raising interest rates again. If it retraces its steps a bit and doesn't completely collapse, then it would take away the case for raising interest rates, which would be a good thing because that's what's really going to affect your business, your home, your equity, where you've got most of your money. So it may not be a bad thing. It could be a good thing if it doesn't continue to go. But again, as they're pointing out, the main measure of market instability has more than doubled in a week. TradeStation halted day trading of overnight futures trading due to extreme volatility. Robo-advisor websites crash, and they lock out traders from their accounts. Yeah, we've seen that type of thing happening before, right? Seen it happen with cyber currencies as they were moving very rapidly. And so now we're seeing this with the stock market as well. The S&P, the Nikkei futures crash after hours as the VIX, that's the volatility index, volumes hit all-time high. So this is what we're seeing. But, of course, CNN and Politico and the Washington Post have already had their headlines written for this moment. Let me read you their headlines that I'm sure were written and archived some time ago. Trump's embarrassing split-screen moment on stocks. That was CNN. And what CNN did was they screenshot of this. They had this up on their website last night. They said, look, he's talking about the great economic conditions that he has set up here for business and individuals to prosper, but the stock market is crashing. And they did on a split screen just to set him up. Then Politico says, the president clearly set himself up. Trump stock market miscalculation. Washington Post. Trump and Republicans discover the perils of touting the stock market. So this is the moment they've been waiting for. It doesn't really matter. You're not in the market, probably. Even if you got in the market, unless you got in the last minute, you haven't been hurt yet. But we'll see what happens. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Canton, Ohio. You're on the air. Another Matt. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. So we look at this stock market crash. And question is Bitcoin, which is crashing as well, is it a Ponzi scheme? Let's take a look at what a real Ponzi scheme looks like. And then we'll take a look at Bitcoin. There's an article on Zero Hedge from SovereignMan.com, and they say, this tiny corner of Rhode Island shows us the future of Social Security. The United States Court of Appeals and the First Circuit gave us an interesting glimpse of the future last week when it ruled on an obscure case involving government pension obligations. Ever since the mid-1990s, police officers and firefighters in the town of Cranston, Rhode Island, had been promised state pension benefits upon retirement. But facing critical budget shortfalls, state legislatures voted to unilaterally reduce public employees' pension benefits. Even more, these cuts were retroactive. Think about that. Not only did they say, well, we're going to cut benefits, but they did it retroactively. So we may have to reform Social Security, but you better not do anything to the people who are on it already or about to get on it. That's going to really create a rip in the fabric of society. People are going to see they've been lied to, because Social Security is the biggest Ponzi scheme ever, folks. Much bigger than Bernie Madoff, much bigger than Ponzi himself. As I've said before, Social Security was invented by Bismarck, the German chancellor, who fixed the age of 65. Why? Because that was the life expectancy of people in Germany at the time. They never planned on any money going out. And there is no account in your name at the Social Security Administration right now that says, here's Joe Smith, and he has contributed all this money, and we're holding it in trust for him. No. They just say, you know, well, we've got these numbers that we're calculating for. We're going to pay you a certain amount at some point in time. But the money, as soon as it comes in, goes right back out to somebody else. So there's no money there in your name. That's exactly what Bernie Madoff did. Or Madoff. Madoff. I think is the way he pronounced it. He made off with everybody's money. But that's exactly what he did. He didn't invest the money. Oh, that's right. Social Security doesn't invest the money either. He just put it there. And he, as people wanted to take money out, he would have to find some more investors to come in. And that's the way they've sold open borders. They've said, because we've got a declining population, we'll talk about some news about that coming up as well. But because we've got an imploding population in America and the Western countries, we're going to import people from the third world. They will pay your Social Security benefits. That's an even bigger lie, But let's get back to this case. They're running into a budget shortfall in Rhode Island, a fiscal peril, they said. So they decided that they're going to reduce the public employees' pension benefits, and they did it retroactively. So a bunch of municipal employee unions sued. Their argument was that the government of Rhode Island was contractually bound to pay these benefits. Yep. They had been enshrined in long-standing state legislation, and they said they should be enforced just like any other contract. And the state government disagreed. They said, hey, look, all of us who got here in government, we all made promises to people. We don't ever plan on keeping any of these promises. promises, we don't need no stinking promises. So just as politicians do, they say one thing to get elected, they put other things in to get you to work for them, and then they do whatever they wish. So they took it to the court, and last week the First Circuit Court issued a final ruling and sided with the state of Rhode Island. The government has no obligation to honor its promises or its pensions. And you say, well, this would never happen to Social Security at a national level. Our government is more broke than the Rhode Island government is. They said Social Security is much worse condition than the state of Rhode Island's pension system. According to the Board of Trustees for Social Security, which includes the U.S. Treasury, the U.S. Secretary for Health and Human Services, and the U.S. Secretary of Labor, they're all on this Board of Trustees, if you can trust them. with your retirement. The Social Security trust funds will, quote, become depleted and unable to pay scheduled benefits in full on a timely basis in 2034. They keep kicking this can down the road, and they keep doing this because you've got the Federal Reserve printing money, which really kills it for people who are trying to plan and save for their retirement. Because you put the money away, you invest the money, if you can get any of it, it's eaten up by inflation. Since the Federal Reserve was created, they have destroyed over 99% of the purchasing power of the American dollar. That's the bubble. See, the fiat currency is a bubble. The Federal Reserve is a bubble. Social Security is a bubble. But they want you to focus on Bitcoin. So we see the articles coming from the New York Times. As Bitcoin bubble loses air, frauds and flaws rise to the surface. And they correctly point out there's been a 50% retraction from value since early January. It's now, last night, it was below $7,000. And so then they call it a Ponzi scheme, like the stock market, like the fiat currency dollar itself. Yeah, Ponzi schemes are everywhere. They say government regulations have been unable to keep up with the rise of the so-called cryptocurrencies. If only we had more government regulation to protect us, nobody would lose any money, right? If only we had a central bank, we wouldn't have any boom and bust cycles. We wouldn't have any bubbles. Yeah. On Tuesday, the leaders of the two main regulatory agencies in the U.S., the SEC and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, are to testify before the Senate Banking Committee about efforts to police virtual currency markets. So, yeah, this retraction in the value of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in general. That may be something that they have manipulated. We're talking about manipulations and the possibility. All of these markets can be manipulated because there's such large players in these markets. Even the stock markets, easily manipulated. We've had the plunge protection team available for quite some time, just for times like this, to manipulate it in a way that is favorable to a administration that they favor. But of course, to an administration that they don't like, you probably won't see that applied quite so much. They'll say, oh, our hands are tied. No, it's just too big. We can't do anything about it. They say cryptocurrencies are almost a perfect vehicle for scams. No, central banks are the perfect vehicle for scams. Look, the thing about the cryptocurrencies are, if you've tried to do it, you understand it's very complex. It's just like trading and stocks. If you don't know what you're doing, I read you that thing in the last segment. A quant explains what's going on with the volatility. It's an insider thing here. As John McAfee, one of the people that we've had on to talk about this, points out, he says, all right, you're a hard sell crowd. Let me show you a different perspective. Bitcoin, he said, does this every time, every year at this time. And he's got a chart going back to early 2015, early 2016, 17, and 18. And yeah, it does. It goes way up at the end of the year and then plummets at the beginning of the year and then does its thing the rest of the year, generally going up. Big banks are now banning Bitcoin, though, okay, because it's competition to them. And this is why the SEC and these other people want to regulate it so hard. They're still worried about it. They wouldn't be concerned about regulating it if they thought it was just this little silly bubble that's out there, right? JP Morgan, Bank of America, Citigroup, also Lloyd's of London in the UK have all said, we're not going to allow credit cards to be used to buy cryptocurrencies. Question is, do they allow credit cards to be used for online gambling? Do they allow it to be used for online porn? What about all the weapons and the wars that we borrow money? Because that's what they're saying. Like, okay, you can buy it transferring money out, but you can't go into debt. Because, you know, they charge you a lot of interest on those credit cards, anywhere from 15-25% typically, right? That's the problem right there, those usury laws that we waived. But no problem with us going into debt to finance wars. Because we get that money from the Federal Reserve. And they get it from the Chinese. And so we have to go fight the Chinese with the money that we borrow from the Chinese, and we launder it through the Federal Reserve. And the deep state is so happy about this whole situation. Stay with us. We'll be right back. A little bit more to talk about with Bitcoin, and then we're going to get into the general news.
Elementary teachers in Canada are launching SJW curriculum to combat belief in two genders. Kit Daniels reports, a teachers union has launched a social justice curriculum for young children, which includes lesson plans on combating heteronormativity, the common belief that there's two genders with natural roles in life. The curriculum, entitled Social Justice Begins With Me, was developed by the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario and is geared toward young children up to age 8. The curriculum encourages teachers to read a book in class entitled The Boy in the Dress, which is about a 12-year-old boy who enjoys cross-dressing, and another book called Are You a Boy or a Girl? The group represents all public elementary school teachers in Ontario, and it offers a Rethinking White Privilege workshop and another that encourages children to explore their gender and intersectional identities. This may explain why homeschooling is on the rise in Canada. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I've got a little bit more to say about Bitcoin, and then we're going to get into the news. A lot of interesting news coming up today. If you look at the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's what funds this operation as well as everything that we do here at InfoWars, we've got several of our newest products discounted heavily, 50% off Cellforce, 50% off The Real Red Pill, 50% off BodEase. That's our newest supplement that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. It fights toxins, supports your liver, fights inflammation of your joints. We also have a combo pack of Brain Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 40% off. And, of course, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix is a great way to get your vitamins and minerals without taking a lot of pills. You can just put it in a great-tasting drink mix. And you know what? If you don't like, I think it's a great-tasting drink mix just by itself. But if you don't like it, you can put fruit juice, anything you want to, into it, and you don't have to swallow a lot of pills. Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement that we have here. Great way to focus your mind. And also, we have Carnivore and FloraLife, 33% off, to aid your digestion, and also probiotics to aid your gut health. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. That's what funds us and what keeps us independent at the same time. All right, so we're talking about people pushing back at Bitcoin. It's had the same type of thing going on now. It's lost more in terms of valuation the stock market has. But when the stock market crashes, you don't ever hear people calling it a Ponzi scheme, do? They would never use those terms for Wall Street or the games that the bankers play. They're throwing about these terms because they see this as competition. I'll give you an example of this. We've got banks, and this is an article that's on the Drudge Report. Banks have shuttered 1,700 branches and the fastest decline on record. This is coming from the Wall Street Journal, who would, again, never call the Federal Reserve or the Wall Street itself a Ponzi scheme. But they point out banks are closing branches at the fastest pace in decades as they leave less profitable regions and fewer customers use tellers for routine transactions. They're doing things online. The number of branches in the U.S. shrank by more than 1,700 in the last 12 months, ending in June 2017. It was the biggest decline on record, and it is the longest stretch of closures since the Great Depression. if people want to go back and make comparisons to that. Many of the closings were in big cities and surrounding suburbs, says the Wall Street Journal, where branches were consolidated largely because of failing foot traffic. Others were in rural areas where the large regional lenders are leaving town altogether. For decades, banks needed to add new locations in order to grow. And so they continued to push the number of branches to a peak in 2009. But after the financial crisis, last one, they were forced to start closing branches. And then they realized, hey, we can do business in a different way, and we can lower our costs by doing that. And so that is the result of this. Now going online, going mobile, and using ATMs. So then what is going on with Bitcoin? Well, it's online banking, kind of, right? Is where it's ultimately headed. Bitcoin ATM installations, on the other hand, have skyrocketed throughout this market correction. They say it's a another group has proven resilient despite market conditions. That's Bitcoin ATM providers. Installations have gone parabolic over the past weeks and months. And they've got a chart here showing it going straight up. 136 Bitcoin ATMs were installed during the market pullback alone, bringing the worldwide total to 2177. And they say on average, 5 Bitcoin locations, ATMs are springing up every day. One more example of how the crypto ecosystem continues to grow despite depressing market sentiment. So when you look at this and you look at what's going on with this, is this a war against the banking system, or as some people have put out, Harry Dent says, hey, look, cybersecurity expert has claimed Bitcoin was created by the U.S. government. The blockchain technology was. And guess what? So was the internet. The internet was created by DARPA. That's right, DARPA. And it was created, not only that, it was created by J.C.R. Licklider, a guy who was a psychologist who was looking at means of population control. He was the one who created the internet. He called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. We shortened it to Internet. For a while there, you used to have a little fraction of it. It used to be called DARPANET. And then I guess they decided that was a little bit too obvious to the general population. Look, you can use these things, and the question is going to be, how does it ultimately shake out? Google was a creation of the CIA, Inkutel, and others. They funded Facebook. They funded Twitter. They funded these massive social media giants. So, look, all of the stuff that is online is capable of being hacked. They wanted to use it as a weapon, but a lot of it has been taken by other people and used for other purposes. So that's the question. Will you see that happen in the crypto field? You look at Bitcoin and everything that is, a lot of people think that Bitcoin is private. It's not private. That blockchain gives them a long audit trail where they can pretty much see everything that's been done. You can run it into a tumbler to try to erase some of, and criminals have done that when they've stolen money, to erase some of the stuff. But for the most part, they're going to be able to trace it back. It is not private. So you've had other currencies that come up, things like Monero, that conceals everything about the transaction, who it's coming from, who it's going to, the amount of money, all of those things are concealed. And the interesting thing about this is that unlike the algorithms that we see used by Google or by Facebook or by Twitter, the algorithms for most of these cryptocurrencies are out there as open source. Open source. So you've got cybersecurity expert Natalia Kaspersky, the co-founder of the cybersecurity firm, saying that Bitcoin is a project of American intelligence agencies. She said that in a presentation at the University of St. Petersburg, Russia. So, yeah, no doubt. And so was the internet itself. Can we use the internet? Yes. Can we use Twitter and Google? To some degree, yes. They are now closing that window of availability, but that doesn't mean that the internet itself has been completely discredited. As long as you understand what those restrictions are, as long as you understand how they can monitor you and ways to get around it. And that's the bottom line. It is always in technology. It's always going to be countermeasures versus countermeasures. And people are going to keep upping that game. Our best hope is that we're going to have good people like, William Binney. Maybe somebody like Kim.com or John McAfee is going to come up with something that will give us more privacy for at least a while until the statists find a way to get into that. Let's take a look at what's some of the aftermath of the Super Bowl. Of course, the view count was down 7% from last year's Super Bowl. It was the smallest audience that they've had since 2009. So for 9 years, the smallest audience they've had in 9 years. And we know what is behind that. Also, as I said at the top of the hour, the story about the NFL player, a Colts linebacker, who was hit by a drunk driver and killed. And it turns out the guy was an undocumented immigrant, as CNN, all these people like to call these people. Undocumented immigrant. He might have had dreams, too. Might have been a dreamer. You know, anybody that's an undocumented immigrant, we've got to immediately suspect that they are a dreamer, even though there is no such thing. We never had a Dream Act passed. But in light of their political correctness here, I tweeted out on my Twitter account, and of course you can follow me at Libertarian on Twitter. I said, well, maybe the way they, if they really want to get politically correct, he's not just an undocumented immigrant, but you could say that the NFL player was killed by an unsobered driver. But even that puts too much responsibility on him. We don't even want to say that he's a driver. He was just an unsobered man in a car who had been deported 2 times, and now he was 3 times over the limit of being unsober. And when we look at this Hawaiian situation and the guy who pushed the button there, we've now been told that guy was fired, but AP is reporting that somebody else has been getting a lot of anger and a lot of people threatening him because he was falsely identified in the press as being the button pusher. They point out, says the AP, when an erroneous alert was sent out last month telling people in Hawaii that there was an incoming ballistic missile, Jeffrey Wong was in an island away from the state's emergency management agency office where he works as an operations officer. Wong helped gather hundreds of panicked guests at his hotel on the island of Kauai to seek shelter. And then an AP photograph circulated picturing him months earlier at the agency's Honolulu Operations Center on Oahu. And people mistakenly thought Wong was the button pusher. They had the Wong man. He was not the guy who did it. But when we look at the false flags associated and the planning for false flags associated, I mean, people, it's amazing to me that people get so upset about the guy who pushed the button and did it in the wrong way, when they don't care about the fact that our government is pushing us into a nuclear war scenario and they don't even have missile or civil defense. Those are the people that ought to be looking to tar and feather. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Yeah.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We were just talking about the anger directed at the person who has not been named, who pushed the button in Honolulu and panicked everybody. But again, where is the outrage at our government that continues to push us towards nuclear war? That hasn't provided for our safety, either in a credible missile defense. They've had tests in Hawaii that have failed twice. We've seen two incidents in Saudi Arabia, primitive Yemen missiles that they were unable to intercept, according to most analyses of that situation, outside of the government's own, the Saudi Arabian government's own characterization of that. Independent sources have looked at that and said, no, they did not intercept that. So we don't have a missile defense system. We don't have a civil defense system. People are left scrounging around for whatever they can do, putting their kids in drains to try to save them from an incoming bomb. And yet the people get angry with the guy who pressed the button that was wrong. Well, there's some other people that are pressing some buttons here. Let's take a look at something that was focused around the Super Bowl. I find this kind of interesting because I've talked about the dark winter exercises, Dark Winter Part 2. I had some people send me some documents talking about it's essentially a training and wargaming process for a scenario where you have a pandemic. And, of course, they did one of these with smallpox about 10 weeks before 9/11 in 2001. And the interesting thing about it was that even though we didn't have a pandemic, they identified the usual suspects at the time as being the source of this. And that was Saddam Hussein in Iraq, as well as Osama bin Laden. And those are the ones, again, it was kind of a preparation for the first responders, for the military, to understand who their enemies were going to be, so they would be ready to go after the bad guys and not question it. That's the way I see it. And so we had Dark Winter 2, very large exercise that was planned for the beginning of January. And as we talked about that, they moved it a few days, they delayed it a few days, they reclassified it, made it more secure. And a part of that was a pandemic that was based on anthrax and being released around the sporting event, the Olympics. A CNN reporter supposedly found some documents on an airplane that were designated for official use only and important for national security, draft after action reports. And they said there's a couple of exercises that this detailed, one in July, the other one in early November, designed to test the responses of public health, law enforcement, and emergency management officials to potential biological attack targeting the Super Bowl and involving a simulated anthrax attack on the Super Bowl. So this was left behind in the pocket of the pouch of the airline seat. Somebody was reading and stuck it in there and left it behind. Maybe to be found. Who knows? I don't know. Where was Huma and where was Hillary when this happened? Did they leave behind some documents? I don't know where this came from. But anyway, was this put out there for people to see or not? I don't know. The staffer said they found a travel itinerary and a boarding pass in the name of Michael V. Walter, a government scientist, a CIA veteran in charge of BioWatch, the DHS program that conducted the anthrax drill. I mean, so much of this. He left behind everything. Did he leave behind anything else in his wallet? His travel itinerary, his boarding pass, his secret documents. He stuck them all. I mean, if this wasn't meant to be put out there, this guy is in a lot of trouble. And then as we see, Julian Assange, and this is a great miscarriage of justice, his arrest warrant is now still standing, they say. We'll talk about this more on the other side. But, you know, when we look at sources that come in, we've had all this information coming in from QAnon saying he was going to be released back at the beginning of December. He was going to be in Switzerland. Any day now, it's going to be, rather January. I think it's going to be the 5th or 6th of January. He was going to be in Switzerland. not happening. A great injustice there. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be joined in the next segment by John Kiriakou, CIA whistleblower, who went to jail because he thought the American public needed to know what was being done in their name, torturing prisoners illegally, in violation of everything, every moral standard that we've had, every legal standard that we've had, and he went to jail. Nobody else had anything else happen to them. So I wanted to have him on and talk about what's going on with the memo wars. Because now we got a lot of different memos that are coming out there. And I think it's a healthy thing to have transparency in government. That's what WikiLeaks is really all about. And that's why Julian Assange has been under house arrest as they try to get even with him, try to jail him for exposing what's going on with the deep state. And as I said in the last segment, you know, we look at sources. It is always very difficult to ascertain whether or not they're correct. QAnon was telling everybody, or at least the interpretations of what he was telling everybody, was that Assange was going to be out the beginning of January. He was going to be out. He was going to be in Switzerland. And yet today, his case went before a court. He's been in the Ecuadorian embassy now, remember, for 5 years, more than 5 years. They have spent millions guarding him, keeping him in there, not letting him out. And he had been facing extradition to Sweden. And they said that the British government said, we are surrounding him because we want to apprehend him because he has breached bail conditions by seeking asylum in Ecuador's London embassy, except that there's no crime there. And so just like President Trump, where we see that the investigation continues to go on about obstruction, how do you obstruct something when there is no crime? They continue to say, we haven't seen any collusion going on here, but we're going to keep on with this investigation because I'm sure something was obstructed or something was done wrong. We're going to find out what went wrong. And it's the same type of thing with Julian Assange. Sweden had what many of us believe was a honeypot that was encouraged by U.S. intelligence because they wanted to have something to get Julian Assange on. And then they put out an arrest warrant for Julian Assange for that. He was in the U.K. He got away to the Ecuadorian embassy, and he's been essentially under house arrest there ever since. And so their argument was, there is no crime. They've taken this thing down, so the UN has said that he should be released. They're trying to appeal to the authority of the UN, but look, the UK and the US deep state want Julian Assange. They want revenge, especially Hillary Clinton and others like that. So I would hope that behind the scenes, and that was what everybody was hoping with the revelations coming from QAnon, that there was something going on behind the scenes from the Trump administration. Because Julian Assange did a great service. He didn't hack the election. What he did was he exposed the criminal actions of Hillary Clinton and others. And the Democrats from the very beginning wanted to focus your attention not on what was shown that they were doing, not on their actions. They wanted to misdirect you into, well, who revealed that? Where'd that come from? The Russians must have been involved. No. It was a whistleblower who gave the information to Julian Assange. And we learned the truth about Hillary Clinton. And we owe him a debt of gratitude, as we do all of these whistleblowers, like John Kiriakou, who's coming up. We owe them a debt of gratitude. And they are always the ones who get incarcerated, just as Julian Assange is incarcerated right now. Let's talk briefly before we go to the, we're talking about the memo and everything when we get John Kiriakou on here with us in the next segment. I want to talk briefly about the Pope, because it was 3 weeks ago when he went to Chile, and he was accused, he accused sex victims, accused them of slander. And this is absolutely amazing, because when he was here a couple of years ago, and he went to Washington, to New York, and then he went to a big family conference in Philadelphia, and there were people there who had been victims of priests and other clergy. It happens in Protestant churches as well. It can happen anywhere that somebody is in a position of authority, as we see with Hollywood or whatever. But it's especially heinous when it happens to children. And when you have organizations that refuse to take the proper action, as the Catholic Church has done, and then parade about the fact that they're all for families. They'd actually brought back into the Philadelphia area a guy who had been high up in the hierarchy and had given a pass to a lot of different people. And the Pope, on taking office, had said, well, I don't think that pedophilia is a big problem in the Catholic Church. I think it probably affects no more than 2% of the priests. It's like, wow, 2%? I mean, that's like, we did the math or whatever at the time. It was like 8,000 priests. And when he did his America tour, the question was, how many of these people has he removed or turned over to the authorities to go to jail? Zero. And so when he goes to Chile, he accused the victims of Chile's most notorious pedophile of slander. Of slander. An astonishing end to a visit that was meant to heal the wounds of the sex abuse scandal, but really actually opened them up. He said that until he sees proof that Bishop Juan Barros was complicit in covering up the sex crimes of Reverend Fernando Caradima, such accusations against Barros are, quote, all calumny. In other words, they're false. They're defamatory. They're slander. Okay? And it's not the same standard that he used against President Trump, is it? The Pope angrily defended his own people from charges of pedophile abuse, and yet telling us that we have to turn our economies into socialism and open borders, and we have to be concerned more about the planet than Pope Francis is about children and their safety. The remarks drew shock from Chileans and immediate rebuke from the victims. They noted the accusers were deemed credible enough by the Vatican that it sentenced Caradima to a lifetime of, quote, penance and prayer. I guess that does it, huh? A Chilean judge also found the victims to be credible, saying that while she had to drop criminal charges because too much time had passed. Oh, there we go. There's the statute of limitations again. You know, there are many, 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 many crimes that there is no statute of limitations on. I just look at the murder charges that were brought up again by Robert Wagner, accusing him of having something to do with the death of Natalie Wood. There's no statute of limitations on murder. But it's far more likely that for pedophilia, you're not going to hear about it for a very long time. These kids are usually going to have to grow up. They're going to have to come to terms with it. Then they're going to talk. And guess what? The politicians who are involved in this, people like Dennis Hastert, the longest serving speaker of the House for the GOP, a known pedophile, when they put him in, these people have made sure that there are statute of limitations. And so they always get away with it. Absolutely, absolutely amazing. One of the guys said, as if I could have taken a selfie or a photo while he abused me and others. And Juan Barros stood by watching it all. These people are truly crazy. And the pontiff talks about atonement to the victims. Nothing has changed. His plea for forgiveness is empty. But then it got worse. He got on a plane, and on the way home, he was confronted by an AP reporter. And the Pope said, you, in all goodwill, tell me that there are victims. I haven't seen any because they haven't come forward. They said, seriously? Seriously? So now what they've done, and this just broke in the last 24 hours, they've shown a 2015 letter, shows that he was completely informed of it in incredible detail of what had happened to these people as well, these children. Pope Francis received a victim's letter in 2015 that graphically detailed how a priest sexually abused him and how other Chilean clergy ignored it, contradicting the Pope's recent insistence that no victims had come forward to denounce the cover-up. The letter's author and members of Francis' own Sex Abuse Commission have told the Associated Press the fact that Francis received the 8-page letter obtained now by the AP challenges his insistence that he has zero tolerance for sex abuse and cover-ups. No, he has zero tolerance for bringing anybody to justice. They said it was bad enough that we suffered such tremendous pain and anguish from sexual and psychological abuse, but the terrible mistreatment we receive from our own pastors is worse. And the guy goes on to detail in explicit terms the homoeroticized nature of the circle of priests and young boys around the charismatic preacher that was covered up. Yeah. We'll be right back.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big chunky bottle, 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist's war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to John Kiriakou. Always enjoy talking to John. He's one of the people I have a great deal of admiration for because, you know, most people are not willing to stand up to injustice, put their life on the line, go to jail, have their lives destroyed. John Kiriakou is one of the few people who have done that. Former CIA operative, senior investigator for the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He was a target of the Obama administration's war on whistleblowers. Sounds familiar, right? We've got a lot of things that happened during the Obama administration. So I want to talk to John, and you can find him at johnkiriakou.com. That's K-I-R-I-A-K-O-U. johnkiriakou.com, also on Twitter, at John Kiriakou. I want to talk to him as somebody who's been in the CIA, who's looked at top secret documents. You know, everybody was panicked about this. Oh, this is an outrage. Leon Panetta said this is going to create a constitutional crisis if we release this. Then it gets released, and they say, it's a nothing burger. Is that all? Is that all you had? And these are people who had seen it in advance. These are the FBI, Department of Justice people who had seen it, and they said, you better not release that, better not release it. So I wanted him to kind of give us a breakdown of the thought processes of the bureaucracy there in Washington. Thank you for joining us, John.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. Now, as somebody who's been there, and I looked at that, and to me, that was the first thing that struck out about the memo when I read it. I saw top secret at the top.
That's right.
I was like, oh, this is really going to be some big stuff here. And after all of the complaining and moaning by the people, Christopher Wray and others, who are still at the FBI, they looked at this and they said, oh, we can't let this go out. And if it does, it's going to have to be severely redacted. Well, they put it out without any redactions, and there was nothing in there that compromised any methods or any people that were involved in that. Talk to us about, first of all, about this paranoid, concealed surveillance state and the top secret classifications and so forth.
You know, there's a knee-jerk reaction in the intelligence and law enforcement community to classify everything. And I'm so glad you brought this up first because this is a really important issue. Did you know that overclassification is a felony in this country? It has
really?
Been since 2006. Oh, yes. Of course, nobody has ever been prosecuted for overclassifying information.
If we get rid of the drug war, I think we can still fill up the private prisons with people who've been overclassifying stuff then.
There are 300 billion classified documents in U.S. government databases, and there don't need to be. Now, you pointed out that Leon Panetta said that we were heading into a constitutional crisis with the release of the Nunes memo. John Brennan said that release of the memo would cause permanent harm to the national security. And I saw that top secret marking at the top and bottom of the page just like you did. I read every word of the memo, and there was nothing in that thing that was classified. Nothing.
That's right. That's right. And now we're going to see another one coming out. Because the Democrats have got a second memo. The Senate's got another memo. So this is going to be a memo war going back and forth. In a way, I'm happy to see that. Because now we're seeing that they've been hiding stuff from us all along that was only intended to protect these people in the bureaucracy, to protect themselves, to protect the little empires that they're building.
That was it. It's just to protect themselves. Remember, these guys work for us. The American people own that information. And if it is improperly classified, we have a right to see what it is.
And that's
what we got, at least, with the release of the Nunes memo. At least cooler heads prevailed, and we got to see what was in it, because we have a right as Americans to know what's in it.
That's right. And the thing that concerns me as well with all this, and some people are now calling this FISAgate, I hope that's a term that catches on. Justin Raimondo pointed out, because to me, that is the real issue. The Democrats and the Republicans are both focusing on the personalities, and they're both coming after each other in a political partisan way. And, you know, this whole thing has been turned against Trump, for example, and now they're fighting back and so forth. But the real problem that transcends all this, regardless of where you come down on this issue, and I'm firmly on the side of Trump on this particular issue, but regardless of whether you come down on the side of Trump or whatever, you have to understand that it is the iceberg, and this is only the very tip top of the tip. We can see this visibly because this is about the president. Okay. But it's this whole structure that supports this fraud that we've now, that's now become very public out there that needs to be looked at carefully. All the FISA stuff, all the NSA stuff, and not just the overclassification, but this entire apparatus that's been created, that's what really needs to be exposed.
Yeah, that's exactly what needs to be exposed. You know, we, as a country, we are not talking enough about the FISA court. Here you have a secret court that's really not even a court because you have no idea that you're being talked about in this court. You have no idea that the government is asking this secret court and an unnamed judge to give them permission to tap your phone, to intercept your emails. And that's exactly what they're doing. You know, I went back yesterday to look at the number of FISA requests, warrant requests, and the number of denials. In 2016, there were more than 1,500 requests. There were four denials. In 2015, there were about 1,600 requests and no denials. And the same thing for 2014. So here you have no way to defend yourself. You have no idea that you're looking at felony charges potentially coming out of this thing, and it's all being done behind your back. That's not American.
And
to me, that's unconstitutional. We have a right to face our accusers. And
that's only a part of that because, you know, we have these things called the no-fly list. One of the first stories that I reported on when I came here to InfoWars was a guy who was, his wife was in the military. He was flying to see her in Japan. He had a stopover in Hawaii, and he was flying on Department of Defense planes and so forth to see military family. They pulled him off the plane in Hawaii and said, "We put you on a no-fly list." And so then he was stuck in Hawaii. He couldn't fly anywhere for a while until they got this thing straightened out. It took a very long time. He had no idea he was on this list. He could never get an answer as to why they had put him on the list. He could never get an answer as to whether or not they had taken him off the list. He was able to get back because of some direct intervention by some people, but it wasn't clear that he had been taken off the list. So they have these secret courts. They have these secret lists, and there's total anathema to everything that we have seen in our history. I mean, we had general warrants, one of the key reasons that we had the American Revolution in the first place.
That's right. That's exactly right. And you know, David, this is something I think most Americans either don't know or have forgotten. Listen, I was as traumatized by 9/11 as everybody else was, right? But it's time for us to take our September 10th country back.
You're absolutely right. We've seen so many abuses put in that. And I think when we look at all this and we say, oh, look, this was all set up to protect us. No, it isn't. Yes. It was set up to protect them. It was set up to protect their little petty bureaucratic jobs, wherever they are. And that's the thing that concerns me. When we see these kinds of pronouncements that are even in this memo saying, you know, the FBI is wonderful and the FISA court is wonderful, but it was these individuals who went wrong. It's not simply the bad individuals. You've got a corrupt system. And that corrupt system is going to be occupied by corrupt individuals. When you got a system with no checks and balances intentionally, you're going to have the criminals come in and they're going to move in and take it over like a bunch of cockroaches. I mean, you can leave your apartment dirty, then you're going to have an infestation of cockroaches. Well, we've got a dirty government and we've got an infestation of cockroaches. And it isn't enough just to get on our pointy shoes and take these people out. We've got to clean the place up. We're going to be right back with John Kiriakou. We've got to take a quick break. I'm David Knight.
Facebook and Google employees are speaking out against what they say are societal dangers posed by social media and smartphones. The group recently formed the Center for Humane Technology, and they're on a mission to highlight the ill effects associated with the very social networks they helped create. As part of their first campaign titled The Truth About Tech, the group will target 55,000 U.S. public schools in an effort to warn students, teachers, and parents about tech addiction. Tristan Harris, a former ethicist at Google and head of the new group, says the largest supercomputers in the world are inside of two companies, Google and Facebook. And where are we pointing them? We're pointing them at people's brains, at children. Numerous studies have linked excessive technology use among children to depression and developmental issues. The Center for Humane Technology also hopes to develop a ledger of harms, a site to inform tech engineers who may be worried about what they're building. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew 2 tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to John Kiriakou, a whistleblower against the CIA. They sent him to jail. They didn't reform themselves or send anybody to jail for the crimes that he had exposed. But I want to talk to him in this segment, because we've got him for just one more segment, about the not-so-veiled threats against President Trump from the intelligence community. We had Chuck Schumer saying the CIA has a half dozen ways at least to get even with somebody. You had Phil Mudd on CNN saying, oh, now he's ticked off the FBI. He's gone to war with the FBI. They're going to get him, and so forth and so on. Is that really what we want out of our people in Washington? I mean, is that really the end game? Is it personal, petty, political? Is that what we're really seeing here, John?
Yeah, actually, it is.
It is. That was a rhetorical question. We all know it is. Yeah.
I hate to say it, but you know, let me comment on the last part of what you just said. whether or not you believe that there was any kind of collusion with the Russians, Russiagate, whatever, I personally believe that it's all fantasy. I don't believe any of it. But the bottom line is, do not ever talk to the FBI, ever.
Yes, yes.
You'll get nothing out of it. The FBI only talks to people to try to trap them into making a mistake. And that way they can charge you with something called a throwaway felony. That's making a false statement, perjury, obstruction of justice. They're all nonsensical felonies that are used as leverage against you. So as soon as I saw that the FBI was trying to arrange an interview with the president, I thought, oh my God, the last thing the president wants to do or ought to do is talk to the FBI. He'll gain nothing from it. And I would tell any other American the same thing. The FBI is not our friend. The FBI is the deep state. And the deep state exists, let me tell you. Now, getting back to what you said.
The only reason that he would talk to them is because people taunt him and say, oh, look, he's afraid to talk to the FBI. No, he should know, and his lawyers know, and I've seen a lot of articles saying, don't talk to the FBI. And so that's what a lot of people are advising him, and I hope that they don't push his ego to say, I've got nothing to hide, I'm going to talk to them. It doesn't matter if you've got anything to hide. They're going to manufacture something.
Nothing good will come of it. And, you know, getting back to what you said, too, about the deep state targeting his presidency, that's absolutely correct. The likes of Phil Mudd are no friend to Donald Trump. One of the things that the CIA can do, and they've done this successfully with other presidents, is they can slow roll a president. And what I mean is this. People at the top of the CIA and the FBI have generally been there for many years, 20, 25, 30 years. They've seen presidents come and go. And if they don't like a president, they just don't act on anything. So instead of, let's say, targeting this one incredible source, they just won't bother doing it.
Or hope that something comes out of it like a terrorist attack or something like that.
Exactly, which would then discredit the president. Mm-hmm. He loses the next election, and they can start by trying to recruit the next guy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And of course, the same thing works on the economic side as well. There can be people who just don't do anything, wait for the train crash to occur, and then start pointing the fingers. That's multiple ways they can do this. And, you know, when we look at this FISA gate, as I pointed out, Justin Raimondo said, the plot to destroy our republic. We have to understand that regardless of where you are on the spectrum, whether you support President Trump politically or not, you should detest these tactics. We've had Alan Dershowitz come out and say, look, he said, and he's been a lifelong Democrat, I don't support the president. But he said, look at what they're doing. They're criminalizing political disagreements here, and that is a very dangerous thing. Justin Raimondo said, look, maybe he doesn't support Russian sanctions. Maybe he doesn't support regime changes abroad, as he said as a candidate. Is that a reason to do these things to him? What's wrong with that? That's a policy decision.
That's right. It's a policy decision. It's not a criminal investigation. But one thing that I think the press is not focused on enough is that this whole thing started when the Clinton campaign passed this dossier, the Steele dossier, to the FBI. And then the FBI, when it went to the FISA court, did not say, this came from Hillary Clinton's campaign. They told the FISA judge, we have this secret sensitive information. In fact, it was not secret sensitive information. It was political information. It was opposition research. And that just corrupted the entire system.
They had written this, as a matter of fact, coming from the Senate now, one of the memos that's coming from the Senate, is the circuitous route that the Clinton campaign was using to push this through. And they said, hey, it looks like she had something to do with actual content of this, not just funding it, but actually suggesting a line of authorship. Maybe she had more to do with this than she did with the ghostwritten books that she sold with her name on it, you know, but that looks to be very suspicious the way it's coming through. So we got the Senate committee is coming out and taking a look at the actual content there. But that deception at the core that you just spoke to, where they misrepresented this to the FISA court, and of course there is no transparency.
No, there's no transparency at all. And that's exactly what's wrong with this court. That's exactly what's wrong. See, if this were an adversarial situation, an attorney for whomever, Carter Page, whomever, could be in that hearing and could argue the other side of the case. The other side of the case being that this is not an original FBI document. This is a document that was funded by the Clinton campaign. And before that, the funding had come from one of the Republicans running against Donald Trump in the primaries. We don't know who. It could have been Jeb Bush or Ted Cruz. They both denied it. Yeah. But this was opposition research. It's not intelligence, whether raw or finished. And it has no place being heard in a court, let alone a secret court.
That's right. Well, you know, if they were getting a search warrant, you wouldn't have the suspects have an attorney there. But what the FISA court does in terms of the fact that it is secret and in terms of the fact that there's nobody arguing on the other side is something that really profoundly affects the American on Main Street. Because they have decisions that are argued there in the FISA court without anybody on the other side, and they make these decisions like, well, we're going to authorize dragnet surveillance of Mr. and Mrs. Yes. Verizon, for example. And they make things that they say, decisions that they maintain, modify the Constitution in the same way that the Supreme Court decisions they maintain modify the Constitution. I don't even believe that Supreme Court decisions do that, frankly. But they're saying that they can do the same thing, even though it is a secret court and there's nobody arguing the other side. And you, as an American, don't know what this new decision is that they think they have changed the rules of the game. That, to me, is the most dangerous aspect of this. And people need to wake up to this, as I said before, this corrupt system where you now see that people in the FBI and the Department of Justice under Obama used this corrupt, secretive system for their own means in a politicized way. They had the entire surveillance state at their disposal.
You know, and another thing, too, these FISA warrants are only good for a limited amount of time. Mm-hmm. Usually, whatever it is, 6 months, I think is what it is. But when the FBI goes back to the FISA court to get an extension of the warrant, they don't have to provide any new data. All they have to say is that the tap was good or the intercept of the emails was good and that they're gathering information. They don't have to provide any proof at all to the judge. And that's why we saw Carter Page's FISA warrant renewed time and time again. The FBI right. wasn't collecting anything from Carter Page, but they told the judge they were.
And I think the lesson for all of us ordinary Americans on Main Street is to say, look, if they can do this to Carter Page, or if they can do this to the president, don't you think that they can do this to you as an individual? Are you going to allow a system like this to continue? Are you going to allow them to, and that's the other thing, we didn't have time to talk about it, but the fact that it was concealed up until the last minute, these abuses that came out from the NSA back in July, they concealed all that, they concealed everything about this Department of Justice and FBI until the day after they had reauthorized these kinds of abuses, John. That's the amazing thing to me.
You know, and that's what they do. And shame on both parties for allowing this. You know, every year, mm-hmm. So many of these provisions in the Patriot Act have to be renewed. And it's both Democrats and Republicans that are voting to renew them.
That's right, because they want the levers of power, no matter how corrupt those levers are. Thank you for joining us. Again, you can find John at johnkiriakou.com and on Twitter at johnkiriakou. That's K-I-R-I-A-K-O-U. Thank you for joining us, John.
Thank you.
I'm David Knight. We'll be right back. Thank you, John.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to talk about what I think is the most important thing to see out of the memo, and Ron Paul got it exactly right. He got it exactly right. I'm going to tell you exactly what he had to say here in just one moment. Before we do, I want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com that fund this program, this operation. Don't ever take it for granted. You know, I've got an article here sitting on my desk about Newsweek. They've fired top editors. They've told the staffers to go home. Nothing is ever guaranteed in any business, and that is especially true in the constantly changing news business. So it has been your support of the products that we sell here, things that support your health, that's kept us not only in business and in operation here, but allowed us to grow. And so we really do appreciate that. We honestly do. You know, we're looking at this. The headline here is game over. Like, yeah, game over, man, game over. We're going to bite on this rock. That's what the people at Newsweek are saying right now. Can I confirm I was fired? I don't know anything else. Can say nothing else yet. And of course, they got big issues at Newsweek as well. Not only were they raided in January in their offices in Manhattan because of a financial investigation, they've also had sexual harassment charges made against a chief content officer. We've had situations where they've been accused of defrauding the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau by selling the agency online advertising, which included a significant amount of cheap junk traffic with a large share of bots. Now, this is the agency, by the way. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. This is the agency that was the brainchild of Pocahontas. And if you're going to defraud somebody, you probably don't want to start with the agency that was set out there to, with a mission purpose of, a stated mission purpose of checking for fraud. I guess they really didn't believe that the federal government was going to do anything about anything except for going after smaller banks, which has really been the main focus of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That's been their main focus, is to go after the competitors to the big businesses that are their buddies. But they actually went after those people and defrauded them. And you know, when I go back and I look at Newsweek and Time, they used to be the dominant information of the mainstream media, print media, the magazine media. And I've shown many times the magazines from Time and Newsweek at the end of the 70s. We had the malaise of Jimmy Carter. And everybody saying, America is over. Oil is over. We've only got 8 more years of oil left in the ground. What are we going to do then? And we don't have any natural gas. We've got maybe 10 years of natural gas. This is all over. Game over, man. Game over. We're done. It was such incredibly fake news. My wife subscribed to those magazines when we were in college. And I said, I got to keep that. You know, we weren't married at the time, but I saw that in her apartment. I said, can I have these magazines? I know these are going to be a riot in many years from now. I had no idea I'd be on the radio. I've shown that many times, those magazines. They really are amazing. But eventually it catches up to them because they have been lying to people for decades and getting away with it. And now they decide they would lie to the Consumer Financial Protection Board, to the tax authorities that sexually harass people, besides not having any news, or besides being news weak with an A in the week. But let's go back to your support and how grateful we are for it at InfoWars. We don't take that for granted, believe me. And we've got some specials, some of the newest products that we put out there. CellForce, the Real Red Pill, both of those 50% off. Carnivore and Floor Life, a great way to help your aid your digestion, as well as to make sure that you've got the good bacteria, the probiotics, in your intestines. Both of those are 33% off. Bod Ease, our newest supplement, is 50% off. Great way to fight against toxins, to support your liver, to also fight inflammation of joints. And we have a combo pack of Brain Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink, 40% off. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. As I was talking to John Kiriakou in the last segment, I was saying, you know, Justin Raimondo at antiwar.com called this Pfizergate. And he said, it really is a plot to destroy our republic. We look at New America and they say Democrats and the liberal media depart from reality over the FISA memo. And we got the Free Thought Project saying Ron Paul that says the FISA memo proves both parties lie to spy on Americans and push the police state. So we have these organizations, these libertarian organizations who are out there saying, wait a minute, the big elephant in the room is this corrupt surveillance state, this secret star chamber court, and all these other corrupt apparatuses. Like I said with John Kiriakou, you got a filthy apartment that you keep, you're going to have it occupied by cockroaches. And it isn't enough just to point out the cockroaches and say, look, there's one, there's another one over there, which is what they're doing right now on Capitol Hill. They're not pointing out, they're not talking about cleaning up this filthy, not just the swamp. It's not just the people there. Again, it's not the permanent bureaucracies who are in it for themselves. Classifying things, as we talked about with John Kiriakou, making top secret classifications just to protect themselves, their careers, their little empires that they're building with the bureaucracy. It's not enough to talk about those particular corrupt individuals because the entire system has a framework that invites that corruption. And once we get rid of these people, you'll just have some more of them move right in. If you don't get rid of the basic underlying enabling system that we have there. And so let's see what Ron Paul has to say, quite frankly. And this is what he had to say. He said, the Democrats warned us beforehand that declassifying the memo would be the end of the world, as we know. That's what I was just talking about. They all said, oh, this is it. Remember Leon Panetta. So we're going to have a constitutional crisis if the Department of Justice and the FBI, who work for the president, are not listened to. They're the professionals. They're the permanent entrenched bureaucracy. They're the ones who know best, and the president should listen to them. And it'll be a constitutional crisis. That has nothing to do with the Constitution. The same John Panetta, who I played for you, I think it was on Friday. I played John Panetta talking to Jeff Sessions when Sessions was a senator. Sessions could not believe his ears because Panetta, as Secretary of Defense and a former congressman, had said, we're going to go to the UN or to NATO to get authorization for a war. And Jeff Sessions said, I can't believe what you're saying. You know what the Constitution is. You were a congressman and so forth. And he was so incredibly arrogant, Panetta. So incredibly arrogant. And then talking across the issue and saying, well, of course, the president's going to run the war and everything. It's not about running the war. It's not about conducting the war. It's about deciding that we're going to authorize the war. That is the decision that belongs to the Congress, to the representatives of the American people, because we're going to be the ones fighting your war for you. And so we have a say-so as to whether or not we're going to go to war. And then when the war begins, of course, you have an executive. It's been that way. That was the design, even when things moved very, very slowly at the time of the founding of this country. But the decision was what Sessions was talking about. And it was that decision that Panetta just sat back and said, well, we'll talk to the UN, we'll talk to NATO, we'll consult. And we may tell the Congress what we're going to do. We might do that. We might inform you. But it's really our allies that are important. And then he has the audacity to say this is a constitutional crisis. So the Democrats are out there saying this is going to be the end of the world as we know it. It's reckless. That's what the FBI officials who looked at it said. It's reckless, remember, to see this classified material, they said. Agents in the field could be harmed. Sources and methods would be compromised. Remember when they said all that? And you've seen the top secret document? It has nothing in that. He said Republicans who had seen the memo claimed it was far worse than Watergate. They said mass firings would begin immediately after it was made public. They said the criminality of the U.S. government agencies exposed by the memo would shock Americans. And then we saw it. He said, and the world did not end. FBI agents have not been fired. Seeing classified material did not terrify us. Instead, it demonstrated clearly that information is being kept from us, claiming it is classified. And as you have Free Thought Project commenting, they said, indeed, the FISA memo was nothing more than political theater meant to distract Americans and keep them at each other's throat. Ron Paul makes 2 points. He said, first, the memo demonstrates that there is a deep state that doesn't want things like elections to threaten their existence. And so they came after President Trump because as candidate, President Trump, when he was running for office, said that he was going to end the Cold War. He was going to try to get along with Russia. He was not going to try to continue this new Cold War that had been restarted by Hillary and by Obama. And he said, imagine if candidate Trump had kept his campaign promises without the Russian threat, without the China threat, without the need to dump billions in the military-industrial complex in NATO, we might have actually reaped a peace dividend. So that's one part of it. There's a real deep state. There's a real shadow government. And politics, as we've been told by Frank Zappa, is really just the entertainment branch of the military-industrial complex. The second part of it is it shows us that neither the Republicans nor the Democrats care about the surveillance abuse. They don't care when average Americans are victims. They simply want to use this for political purposes. And he points out, finally, Chairman Nunes was the biggest cheerleader for the extension of the FISA amendments, even as he knew how terribly the FISA process had been abused and as they covered up that NSA 100-page document for months.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of
containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
The left is for war if they can get it with big government. The right is for big government if they can get it with war. Or vice versa. Does it really matter? You understand, they both want the welfare, warfare state. Only just slightly different tweaking from both sides. And that's something from the freethoughtproject.com. Pass that on as we look at what's going on with the FISA memo, how there is absolutely no interest in exposing or controlling or monitoring or overseeing any of these abusive structures and agencies that have now been revealed. It's simply about partisan politics, which makes me sick. A good example of it, mentioned it yesterday, Trey Gowdy, all over Benghazi, until it came time to do something, until it came time to expose the weapons being shipped by the CIA from Libya into Syria and so forth, or until it came time to actually do something about it with Hillary Clinton and the State Department. Then they pull back, and he's doing the same thing right now with Mueller. These guys just use this to build their support with their base. You know, I may sound cynical to you. It's because I've been watching these people for a long time. And most people don't have the time to do this as a full-time professional thing. And that's I was doing this before I started working here, watching them very closely. Taking a lot of time away, as many of you do. A lot of you are political junkies. A lot of you want to know what's going on, and the longer you look at this, the more disgusting this all is. And I am, quite frankly, by the day, I was like, released the memo already. For 2 weeks, they held on to this thing. And why was there never any discussion of NSA abuses, of FISA court abuses, or any of this stuff by Nunes and these other people? Why they cheerlead for it? As I pointed out, Ron Paul said, well, that was convenient, wasn't it? The day after they reauthorize all this stuff and loosen the controls, then they come out and say, oh, look, they did really nasty stuff with these powers that we just gave them more of. So you're not going to see anything done with that. It's just like what they do with amnesty and border control. It's just like what they do with the war on drugs. They're simply in it for the power and the money that it gives them. And the power, and taking away your money and exercising power over you. But we got some more exposés of the crimes of Hillary Clinton, as if she was ever going to be prosecuted for any of this stuff, as if anything was ever going to change. That's how cynical I am. I mean, we have known about everything that was in this FISA memo for the longest amount of time. And I'm glad that it's coming out. And I'm glad there's going to be a Democrat memo that's coming out. And we had the House Intelligence Committee unanimously voting to release this Democrat memo from Adam Schiff. And I think they should release the other one that they already voted to release to show that he was a liar when it came to saying that there were substantive changes to the document that they'd voted on and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it was declassified by the president, so just shut up. The president, when he declassified it, CC'd Adam Schiff about that. So we've got another memo coming from the Democrats. There's another memo coming from the Senate, from Chuck Grassley and from Lindsey Graham, saying that Clinton associates fed information to the dossier author Christopher Steele, and pointing out the circuitous route that it took, which is really kind of interesting. I think that's the most interesting part about this. We know that she was funding it. We probably didn't expect, because, you know, I never really expected that Hillary Clinton had written a word of any of her ghostwritten books, but she may have actually had consulted maybe Bill Clinton about some of the filthy things that they put in that dossier, because, I mean, who else would you go to for that? I mean, he absolutely is an expert on it. So I'm sure that she would consult with her friends like Bill Clinton, Harvey Weinstein, and say, okay, if you're going to do something really disgusting, what would you do? And they would give her a list of things. Then she would give it to in a convoluted scheme. The foreign source gave the information to an unnamed associate of Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, who then gave the information to an unnamed official in the Obama State Department, who then gave the information to Steele. Steele then gave it to people like John McCain and the FBI. They gave it to the FISA court. You see the chain of events here. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Hillary is at it again, gaslighting the population. She says Trump is using the FISA memo as a scapegoat for the Russia probe. Speaking to students at Georgetown University, Clinton said her loss is attributed to misogyny and sexism, but another contributing factor was the outgrowth of all the anxiety and insecurity playing on some people and leading them on a hunt for scapegoats. But thanks to those damning text messages between two anti-Trump FBI investigators, we know the Russia investigation was meant to be Clinton's scapegoat for losing the 2016 election. Peter Strzok and his mistress Lisa Page outlined an insurance policy to derail Trump should he win the election. FBI officials like Strzok and former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe were quarterbacking the investigation into Clinton's illegal server. The FISA memo itself details evidence of the Clinton campaign colluding with the FBI, DOJ, and the State Department. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We've been talking about what really needs to happen, but in order to clean up Washington, we have a second dossier that's coming out, and we mentioned this last week as it was first being talked about. We had Cody Shearer, whose brother served as an ambassador during the Clinton administration. His sister was married to Strobe Talbot. This guy was the go-to man in the Clinton administration for Russia. Strobe Talbot was a guy who was an expert on Russia. He was listed as a source for some of the Russian secret police. I mean, you want a Russian conspiracy, go back to the Clinton administration. Go back and look at Uranium-1 and everything. But when we look at Strobe Talbot, this is a guy who translated Khrushchev's memoirs, spoke Russian, and it was an act of devotion for Strobe Talbot, the authority on Russia in President Bill Clinton's administration. So, yeah, there's your Russian collusion right there. And these are the people that are going to be involved and featured in the upcoming Senate memo coming from Grassley and Graham. But as we look at all this, the question is, will Trump fall for the take the bait, take the taunting, and actually set himself up to be entrapped by Mueller to testify with him? And when we look at that, let's remind ourselves what happened to General Flynn, and let's play the clip from Roger Stone, where he's going to talk about the fact that Flynn is going to file a motion for dismissal of all charges because, of course, he was entrapped. And we talked about that with John Kiriakou. We've talked about it many times. I actually played a clip, remember, from Monty Python, The Holy Grail, where they're going over a bridge and they've got this guy who had asked them three questions. First, the softball questions, and the guy goes across. And the next one, he asked him a really hard one of the questions. First two are softball, like, what's your name? Where are you going? And then asked him a very technical question. He doesn't get it right, and he gets catapulted into the pit of doom. The next guy comes up, and I think it was he asked him his favorite color. He said, blue. No, red. He goes, you're done. So the next guy comes up, and he asks the question guy. When the question guy asks him a question that's very technical, he asks him for clarification. Do you mean this or that? And he goes, I don't know. And then he goes catapulting into that. But that's the way the FBI works. And that's it's not just the FBI. It's if you talk to any federal officer. That's the statute. So the government will not answer any of your questions. They classify everything, whether it needs to be classified or not. So don't give them the time of day. Don't answer any of their questions. Don't talk to them. They won't talk to you. It's going to be a monologue, and they're sitting there taking notes because they've got everything that you've ever said or done recorded, and they're going, oh, look, you know, he said or did this, and then he contradicted that. So that's what's going on. That's what went on with Michael Flynn. He didn't have a counsel there with him. He wasn't informed that this was an interrogation. They just come in and ask him an off-the-cuff question, and because they had been monitoring everything that he did, they said, oh, that doesn't match. You know, your favorite color was blue, not red. You're done. You're going to jail. And so here's what Roger Stone had to say about General Flynn. He's going to file a motion to dismiss all charges against him.
Breaking news. Lawyers for General Mike Flynn will shortly file a motion to dismiss all the charges against him. Based on reports now confirmed by The Hill, Circa News and InfoWars that Assistant FBI Director Andrew McCabe told a teleconference of law enforcement officials, first we F Flynn, then we F Trump. Breaking news from InfoWars.
And of course, that's where this has all been going for a very long time. We've all known that this is a political persecution. Grab the clip that we've got of clip number six, Jim Jordan, saying we need another special counsel. Because we look at Fox News, the headline here, ex-Obama intel bosses are sniping at Trump from the sidelines amid concern over politicized agencies. And of course, one of the people sniping from the sidelines is former CIA Director John Brennan, who has been out front opposing Trump even when he was in office, and then getting very, very public about the criticism afterwards. And he's actually going to be joining a news team, going to get your information directly from the CIA. Forget all those middlemen in Operation Mockingbird. Now we just have our former CIA directors come on and become commentators for the military-industrial complex. But let's play the clip from Jim Jordan saying we need to have a special counsel from outside of the swamp.
I definitely think there are grounds for a second special counsel because I'm not a big fan of special counsels, but I see no other remedy. And that's why 6 months ago, Mark Meadows, myself, and several others, we called for a second special counsel. Then I think now more than ever, it is certainly warranted. The one thing I always say, though, is don't have it be someone from Washington, like Mueller and his team, all the Washington insiders. Have it be a judge, a retired federal judge from somewhere in the middle of the country, somewhere outside the swamp. Have them put together a team, then go do the investigation, and then whatever conclusion they reach, I think there's a much better chance that the American people will accept that conclusion. If it's someone from D.C., if it's Mueller who tries to expand, I think that's a problem. If it's Attorney General Sessions who's recused himself, I think that's a problem. Right. So I see no other remedy but a second.
That's right. You have to get somebody from outside of the swamp. But the issue is, and I've seen comments about this, the fact that under Comey and others, actually started under Mueller, they would bring in the FBI agents from out in the field, from outside of Washington, and they would have them stay in Washington for quite some time. So they became part of the club. It's going to be very hard to find somebody that is independent out of that kind of politicized environment. But beyond that, can we at least have somebody in Washington admit to the fact that there is no special prosecutor law? This is the thing that frustrates me so much. The fact that they ignore the FISA court, they ignore the abuses of the NSA as they hide this memo and all this wrongdoing. They hide it until they can reauthorize the the Section 702 and these other things, and loosen the controls, as I've said. And so at the same time, they also continue on with these special prosecutions. You got Trey Gowdy saying, wow, this doesn't affect Mueller at all. Yes, it does. This whole chain of events that I began the segment with, we're talking about how the information flowed from Hillary to this person, to that person, to Steele, to the FBI, to John McCain, and so forth, then goes to the FISA court, then goes to the special prosecutor. This is where all this stuff is going. It's a whole chain of events that just keep passing it down from one to the other. To say that this is not a chain of events is lying to the American people. But what concerns me more about it than just the political actors here is that both the left and the right are covering up this structure. They're covering for it, hiding all this information, and even covering for the fact that we don't have a law for a special prosecutor. They let that expire in 1999, so for 19 years, there's been no controls over any of this stuff. You want to look at the FISA court and the fact that they got to reauthorize this search warrant and so forth every 30 days? There was something similar with the special prosecutor law. He wasn't appointed directly by the attorney general or whoever took the attorney general's place if he recused himself. No, the attorney general would say, is there really something to investigate here? Is this something that can't be done because of political bias? All right, we'll appoint a special prosecutor. But first, I'll appoint a three-judge panel, and they will appoint the special prosecutor. And then that special prosecutor will report to that three-judge panel, just like these guys are supposed to keep going back and reporting to the secret judge at the FISA court. See, none of that stuff works. They are unable and unwilling to control this, and they won't talk about it. They won't even talk about it being a problem because they are so corrupt they want to control this themselves. They will hide and they will cover up for this same surveillance state. They'll tell you everything is fine. It's just a couple of bad actors. And then it continues to go on. They'll tell you everything is fine except we need a different special prosecutor. No, the whole charade of having a special prosecutor, they let that expire in 1999 because they knew that was a bad structure. They knew it was going to be a witch hunt. They knew it was going to be an investigation of a man, not of a crime. It was Stalinesque in its design. The FISA court, the surveillance state, is like the things that we've seen in our past. The Star Chamber courts, the general warrants that were done by the British against anybody that was political opposition. These are patterns of tyranny. We had a Bill of Rights to stop this, and we're ignoring it. And so are the Republicans and Democrats, and I'm sick of their ignoring this and using this for their political agenda. We'll be right back.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to move on to another topic, and that's one that is also very disturbing. What's going on with the so-called Dreamers and so-called DACA, which is not a law. It's not even an executive order. But it is now the next thing up on the plate. And just to put a bookend on what we were just talking about the last night, yes, there is a deep state. There is a shadow government that desperately wants to get rid of President Trump and stop the Trump agenda. But no, they are not going to do anything about the surveillance state. They're not going to do anything about the FISA court. They're not going to do anything to reform NSA. They have covered for them in the midst of all this. And I've talked about this over and over again. I say, you would think that the Democrats, who say they're so afraid of President Trump, and he's such a tyrant, such a Nazi, you would think that they wouldn't want to give him these powers or let these powers continue. But no, because they're looking at this and saying, oh, we're going to get him out, but we want to have those levers of power to use on our opponents in the future. And the same thing with the Republicans. You would think the Republicans would look at this. You think even President Trump would look at it and say, look at this. This is criminal what they're doing here. What they've done to me. And of course, if they can do it to the president, you better believe they'd do it to any of you who don't have the kind of visibility or profile that a President Trump or Michael Flynn, General Flynn does. Yeah, they'll come after you too. Anybody can be taken out by this kind of structure. But of course, the Republicans will look at this and say, all right, yeah, well, you know, look at the corruption that is here, but we're not going to do anything to reform it. As a matter of fact, we'll cover for it. We'll delay the information until we reauthorize this structure and make it worse than it was before. That's the thing that bothers me so much about these people. So do I trust these people to do immigration reform? Not in your life. Not in your life. I don't believe a word they have to say. I don't, and neither should you. And I'm going to tell you why here. Here's Hillary Clinton. Let's start out with what Hillary Clinton said in 2014 about immigration. And ask yourself if she doesn't sound like Republicans do today. Here's Hillary Clinton in 2014, 4 years ago.
Right now, as we're seeing these thousands of children come across, shunted off into makeshift shelters.
The poor children.
Hard choice. Let them stay in the United States or send them back.
Well, two quick points. One, the numbers are increasing dramatically. And the
main reason I believe why that's happening is that the violence in certain of those Central American countries is increasing dramatically. And there is not sufficient
because of our State Department's policies
or will on the part of the governments of those countries to try to deal with this exponential increase in violence, drug trafficking, the drug cartels, and many
hold it right there for a second.
From that.
Yeah, these other countries aren't willing to deal with our war on drugs and how we've incentivized drug cartels and violence in those countries. Yeah, we just like we do regime change in Syria or Libya, we have set Central and South America on fire as well. And then she puts the blame on them. Well, you know, they should do something about it. We've got this thing called a war on drugs that was created by the United Nations, and we enacted it verbatim, enacted their agenda. And we have used it to create war, violence, and mass population migration. So let's go on with her solution, though, and listen to how much she sounds like Republicans.
Violence.
Should they be able to stay here? It's safer.
It may be safer, but that's not the answer. I do not.
Should they be sent back?
Well, first of all,
not the answer for the Dreamers.
The best emergency care we can provide. We have children 5 and 6 years old.
All these children
come up
teddy bears.
Central America.
Yeah.
We need to do more to provide border security in southern Mexico.
They should be sent back now.
Well, they should be sent back as soon as it can be determined who responsible adults and their families are, because they're.
Hold it right there. Hold it right there. Hillary Clinton is saying we got to have more border security. We got to send these kids back as soon as we find out who their responsible parents are. Have you heard anybody even in the Trump administration talking about responsible parents? It's like there is no parents. We're responsible. We're their parents. We have to provide for them. The parents who sent them here, who maybe paid for human traffickers to bring them here, or if they were capable of getting across the border themselves. Remember when we had Glenn Beck go down to the border to hand out teddy bears to all the 8-year-olds that had made the trek across Central America and Mexico, all these dangerous areas, and they had made it on their own somehow. It was like the Children's Crusade, you know, just miraculously provided for to get all the way through Central America and through Mexico and to get into our country, and Glenn Beck was going to be there to meet them with teddy bears. And Hillary Clinton was talking more sense than Glenn Beck. She said, look, these are kids that got responsible parents back home. This is when she wanted to be president, though. So she's moving to the right on this. It's amazing to see how far she's moved, and it's amazing to see how far the Republicans have moved. The Republicans now are far to the left of Hillary Clinton. You don't hear any Republicans talking this stuff. Let's rewind that just a little bit. And I want you to hear Hillary Clinton again, what she has to say. There's got to be some responsible people on the other side. We need to find out who they are. We can't keep these kids here forever. They're not our kids. Oh, but they are our kids now, 4 years later. We have adopted them as a nation. We call them Dreamers. Here's Hillary Clinton, 2014.
Well, first of all, we have to provide the best emergency care we can provide. We have children 5 and 6 years old who have come up from Central America. We need to do more to provide border security in southern Mexico.
They should be sent back now.
Well, they should be sent back as soon as it can be determined who responsible adults and their families are, because there are concerns about whether all of them can be sent back, but I think all of them who can be should be reunited with their families, and just as Vice President Biden is today in Central America, we've got to do more. I started this when I was secretary to deal with the violence in this region, to deal with border security. But we have to send a clear message. Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean the child gets to stay. So we don't want to.
Can we cut this out and give this to President Trump and all these hardliners and the Republicans and the GOP, the Republicans in the White House and so forth? These never-Trumpers who are now running the Trump administration. Can we send that to them? Just because you get across the border doesn't mean you get a chance to stay. See, this is the problem with saying that we've got a framework where we're going to take care of these DACA people or these Dreamers or whatever fictional name they want to come up with for them. They're going to be able to stay. That's my frame. We're going to do something. They're going to love us. I'll take the heat. All this stuff, right? They're going to be able to stay because they got across the border. They can stay. What do you think is going to happen in the 1 to 5 years that it's going to take minimum? We had one of the border wall contractors said, I can do it in 5 years. These other guys are saying it's going to take a lot longer. Now, President Trump has said 1 year, but he's got one contractor who says, I can do it in 5 years. What do you think is going to happen in 5 years when we send the message yet again? You get across the border, you get to stay.
Hillary Clinton in 2014 said, we can't do that. We're going to send these people home. We got 5 and 6 year olds. We're going to find their parents and send them home. That's tough talk. Of course, it was just talk. It was just talk, but it was what we needed to have done. She knows, she knew what the American people knew needed to be done. She knew what the American people wanted to see what, see done. So did President Trump. Are we going to have these people, once they get elected, do what they have told us, or are they going to do what is expedient for them? That's the question. And when we look at MS-13, you know, these are some of the quote-unquote dreamers, the young people who made their way across the border on their own, even though they might have been already tattooed with MS-13 tattoos all over their face, or maybe they got them after they got across the border, whatever. They are now taking control of America's jails. Wait till they get control of America's streets, because they're just kids, kids with machetes, kids who use those machetes on other Hispanic kids, and even take the Hispanics in jail and make them their slaves in jail to do what they tell them to do. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Elementary teachers in Canada are launching SJW curriculum to combat belief in two genders. Kit Daniels reports, a teachers union has launched a social justice curriculum for young children, which includes lesson plans on combating heteronormativity, the common belief that there's two genders with natural roles in life. The curriculum, entitled Social Justice Begins With Me, was developed by the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario and is geared toward young children up to age 8. The curriculum encourages teachers to read a book in class entitled The Boy in the Dress, which is about a 12-year-old boy who enjoys cross-dressing, and another book called Are You a Boy or a Girl? The group represents all public elementary school teachers in Ontario, and it offers a Rethinking White Privilege workshop and another that encourages children to explore their gender and intersectional identities. This may explain why homeschooling is on the rise in Canada. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your biome defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
You just heard Hillary Clinton say in 2014, we can't have a situation where people in foreign countries look at us and say, well, if we can just get across the border, we can stay. That is what we're going to get if we move forward with a framework of amnesty as a negotiating tactic. And I've heard so many people cover for President Trump and say, it's just a negotiating tactic. He knows the Democrats aren't going to take him up on it. The Democrats, as Breitbart points out, Democrats reject Trump's amnesty framework. They seek an alliance with the GOP's business wing. The business wing. In other words, the globalists, folks. The people who said, MAGA, I don't care. I don't want to make America great. I want to make myself great. And I don't need America to do that. I don't need to have a factory here. I can put it in China. I can do anything I want. And I can buy any politician I want. I don't care who wins the elections. The Democrats look at this and say, we want to make common cause with these foreign citizens who come here. We want to offer them a generous welfare state. We want them to see us as their supporters, their benefactors, so that they'll vote for us. So we want them as voters. And the GOP business wing says we want them as cheap labor to replace these Americans who, even though they're not making that much money, it's still way too much money for me to pay. Because, you know, hey, I could get better than that in China. So let's bring in some third world people to live in America. That's the GOP's business wing. They don't really care about America. They don't care about the Trump agenda. They don't care about making America great again. And if you say this is a negotiating tactic, do you really think that nobody sees through that? Everybody is saying that. Everybody sees it. It's obvious. It's been obvious from the very beginning. I'm going to do great things for the dreamers here. And we're going to get that border wall in exchange. Well, if we can see that, do you think that maybe the Democrats can see that's a negotiating tactic as well? And they're going to cynically reject that as they're doing right now. But whether this goes through or not, the foreign observers, and they do watch what's going on in America very intently because they want to come here. They're going to get here one way or the other. They look at this and they say, he really wants to give amnesty to people. Even Trump will give amnesty to us. So let's get across the border and we can stay. That's what Hillary Clinton was saying. We can't do that. She said that 4 years ago. Hillary Clinton is far to the right of the Trump administration right now on immigration policy from 4 years ago. That's the amazing thing about all this. The politics behind all of it. And of course, just talking about that as a framework for negotiation undermines America. It undermines America, whether you go through it or not. And it's not a negotiating tactic if the other side knows you're bluffing. Come on. This doesn't do anything to help us. So we got Democrat senators rejecting President Trump's four-part amnesty and immigration reform. Instead, they're working with business leaders from the GOP who really don't care anything about America. We got an NPR poll pushing us, telling us 2 out of 3 people support legal status for dreamers. Do they really? Do they really? And the majority of people oppose building a wall. I don't think so, NPR. You can use your push polls all you want. You were the people telling us nobody's going to vote for Trump. Well, guess what? He won the election. And he won the election primarily because people wanted border security, something to be done, and done first. But now we've got McCain coming out and saying, hey, I've got an idea. Here's my immigration bill as the former leader of the Gang of Eight. He's been talking with his other gangsters, Schumer and Senator Graham and Jeff Flake, and they've come up with an idea. Hey, I got an idea. Let's give amnesty to the foreign citizens criminally trespassing here, living off the welfare state, taking American jobs. Let's give them amnesty and not do a wall at all. And you got to say, well, at least McCain is honest on his deathbed. He's not necessarily going to be there for the debates. He's not going to be there necessarily for the vote, so they're wringing their hands over that. But we've also got a U.S. judge now saying that, setting in judgment as to whether or not
the wall can even be built. Because, you know, we've got these environmental regulations that have been put on everybody. You know, maybe there's snail darters darting across the border. And so this is going to be a judge from, guess where? California. Got a California federal judge who Donald Trump once derided for, and this is the way it's reported by the Star Telegram. I'm going to read this to you so you can see the bias here. A federal judge in California who Donald Trump once derided for his ethnicity will hear a case Friday that could determine the president's latitude to waive environmental laws, paving the way for his, quote, big, beautiful border wall, unquote. This is a guy that he was part of La Raza. Part of La Raza. That was what President Trump was talking about. He says, yeah, he's a Mexican. He's La Raza. That's not just a Mexican. That is a racist Hispanic organization that says that we're going to make America Mexico. Sometimes they put America Mexico again, taking parts that were never Mexico to start with. But this is a guy who was part of, he was a leader for La Raza as a judge who was funding scholarships that were only for Hispanics and so forth. But then they say, well, Trump called him a hater and a Mexican who disliked Trump because of his strong border stance, even though Curiel was born in the United States and built his reputation prosecuting cross-border drug crimes. Let me tell you something. The drug war to these guys is compartmentalized. They're all going to sign on to the drug war. They're not going to sign on to any kind of border war. But you're going to get signed into it. You just wait and see. And as I say, McCain's absence may hurt them. Senator Susan Collins, Senator McCain has been such an important player in every immigration debate that I've ever had. Yeah, he's been an important player, all right. Chuck Schumer, McCain led the so-called Gang of Eight effort 5 years ago. Members on both sides miss him dearly. Chuck Schumer misses him. Susan Collins misses him. Lindsey Graham. Oh, yes. McCain teamed with Senator Ted Kennedy during the final years of the Bush administration when a comprehensive effort failed then, and it had opposition from both the left and the right. When he was running for president, guess what? He sounded like Hillary Clinton. We need border security. We need to not have people crossing knowing that they can, if they can get across, they can stay forever. 2 years, they said, after his presidential bid, 2 years later, and his presidential bid in 2008, he shifted to the right. So it's time to complete the danged fence. Now he doesn't even want it. He doesn't want it now. But when he's running for president, when Hillary Clinton is running for president, and I'm afraid when Donald Trump is running for, they all want to build the wall. They all want to have these people sent home who came here and not put this out. Donald Trump is saying the DACA deal without a wall funding is a total waste of time. Why are we dealing with DACA? Let's review this real quickly. DACA was a memo by Janet Napolitano, who was head of Homeland Security. Homeland Security was in charge of enforcing the borders and immigration control. And what she said was, we're going to do deferred action for a certain class of people. Children. Childhood arrivals, not even children, but people who got here before they're 18 years old. But they can still be here and be in their 30s and so forth. And we're not going to do anything. We're not going to enforce the laws. And so I'd ask of this Mexican judge, and again, he was born in America, but he sees himself as a Mexican. He is a trans-Mexican, if you will. He's an American who sees himself as a Mexican because that's okay. That's what we're teaching the kids in school. You can choose any race, any nationality, any sex that you want. So this judge has chosen to be a Mexican. He's a trans Mexican. We should honor that, celebrate that. He identifies as a La Raza racist. The race is what it means. So we should celebrate this Mexican judge. And if he is saying that Trump cannot waive environmental laws, then how could Janet Napolitano waive our immigration laws? Please explain that to me. This Alice in Wonderland fantasy that we have of the federal government, where they just do whatever they please. I mean, on the one hand, you'll have Jeff Sessions arguing with Leon Panetta saying, you can't declare a war without the Congress. You can't go to the United Nations and NATO and have them give you legal authority for war. Well, we'll see about that. I may let you know when we decide what we're going to do. And then Jeff Sessions becomes Attorney General and decides that he's going to violate the Ninth and Tenth Amendment when the states have nullified an unconstitutional war on drugs. The war on drugs was a violation of the Tenth Amendment to start with.
And the 18th Amendment proves that it was a violation of the 10th Amendment. It's absolutely insane. But we'll be back. Got more to say about education when we return. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We have one more segment. And before I get into education, because I think this is a very, very, very important control tactic, of the globalists, of the left, and if we don't understand how they are using this, that is the key way that they alter society. It is a weaponized system of societal control and brainwashing. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. It's what keeps us independent. And we have a lot of our newest products heavily discounted right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Cellforce, the Real Red Pill, both of those 50% off. Carnivore and Floralife, 33% off. Products to help your digestion, to give you probiotics that will help your gut health. Both those two products there. Also, we have an InfoWars Life Mind and Body Combo Pack. That's BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 40% off. And, of course, with Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, you can get your vitamins and minerals in a great-tasting, easy-to-swallow way. You don't have to swallow a lot of pills to get your vitamins and minerals. So you can get BrainForce Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix now 40% off in the InfoWars Life Mind and Body Combo Pack. And finally, we have Bodies, our newest supplement. It helps you to fight toxins, supports your liver, and fights inflammation of your joints. That is 50% off. That's Bodies, as in making things easy for your body. Again, you can find all these products at InfoWarsStore.com, and we really do appreciate your support. All right, let's talk a little bit about education. First, understand that we're always looking at the debate between nature and nurture, aren't we? Between education and environment. How much of what we are comes from our DNA, comes from what we are exposed to environmentally, and how much of it is the way that we're brought up, the way that we're educated? There was an article from the Daily Mail yesterday. Gender-bending chemicals found in plastic have been linked to breast and prostate cancer. And listen to this. These chemicals, these plastic chemicals, and we've been telling you about this for a long time, bisphenol A, BPA. It's what they make all the little water bottles out of, all the soft drinks are made out of this stuff. They've all got that plastic in them. Of course, you could also get it as an aluminum can, but then that's another issue, increasing your chances of dementia and other things like that with the dissolved aluminum. But when we look at the BPA, bisphenol A, they found in the study that 86% of teenagers had this in their body. And of course, it mimics a female sex hormone. You know, when the left loves to make fun of Alex Jones talking about how they're turning the frogs gay. Well, you know, that's what we were been talking about for a long time. They don't want to. That's the hook to get your attention, but you don't want to read the bottom line information, and they don't want you to see that bottom line information, that it's BPA. It mimics the female sex hormone estrogen. It's been linked to low sperm accounts. You know, we got Spermageddon, all the articles about that, how its sperm rates are plummeting. We may not even be able to reproduce in a few more decades if they continue to go to collapse the way that they're collapsing. That's something to worry about a lot more than the stock market, folks. Low sperm counts, infertility in men, as well as breast cancer for women and prostate cancer for men. All those wonderful things brought to you by your consumable products that you are given by everybody. They looked at urine samples from teenagers and found that 86% of them had BPA in their body. And of course, as I pointed out earlier, I guess it was maybe about a week and a half ago, talking about 5G and cell phone radio. We had two studies that came out after I talked about 5G. 5G, very high frequency microwave radio that they're going to use for the next, let's say, the communication grid, control grid of your life, to make sure they can also impose a transportation control grid on your life, because 5G is going to be necessary in their smart cities to run their smart cars. And to control you dumb humans who will go for it. If we don't step up and do something about this, they'll control us. But just the 5G, they found in experiments, would create rare brain and heart tumors, but only in the male rats, only in the male rats. And they've had some other studies now that have come out since then showing cell phone radiation, not just the 5G, but other forms of cell phone radiation that also cause these tumors just in the male rats. So we can get rid of the males, we can get rid of the sperm count, we can stop the reproduction so that maybe the government can just control the babies with laboratories. It's Brave New World, folks. Brave New World. By the book. By the book. I mean, it is a plan. Just like Orwell's 1984. All of us are going to get the Brave New World treatment. If you push back against them, you will get the 1984 treatment. That's where this comes from. So as part of Brave New World, a big part of it was not just the physiological stuff they were doing to people, but a key part of it was the education policy. And so when we look at all of this, we see, as the Daily Caller points out, this policy will let kids in school choose whatever gender or race they want without their parents' knowledge. Delaware is considering, not California, Delaware is considering adopting a policy that will let young students in school choose whatever name, gender, or race they want under a veil of school protection, mandating that the parents not be informed of these decisions unless the student explicitly wishes the parent to be included. So they can choose whatever race they want to be, not just their gender. And they can change their name and not tell you. So you don't know. And this is what the governments think they have a right to do to our children when we send them to government school. And again, going back about 20 years ago, I remember a case where they were doing this to some young kids in elementary school in Massachusetts, and you had a father who was upset about this. He didn't want his kid taught their heterosexual sex education classes at that young of an age. So they're not old enough to think about this. They're not going to understand what's going on, he said. And he was right. And he went down there to protest and say, I don't want my kid going through these classes. They didn't inform the parents, and they arrested him. And the judge held it up in court and said, no, the doctrine is called in loco parentis. That's a legal doctrine. In place of the parents. And when you turn your child over to the government school, that's when your parental rights end. You have turned them over. And the judge said this in his decision. You have abandoned them to the state. What's the state going to do? The state's going to play all kinds of games with them. They are going to talk to them about all kinds of heterosexual education, abortions, birth control, to the kids in kindergarten, drafted by the Delaware governor. They want kids from K through 12 can choose their own name. They can identify with whatever race or gender they feel most comfortable with. That's why I said, why is it wrong for Trump to call that judge Mexican? He's a trans Mexican. He may have been born in America, but he identifies with La Raza, and he's got Hispanic background, so he's a trans Mexican. They say it violates the rights of parents to care for their children without government intrusion. As a parent, I have a fundamental right to care, custody, control, upbringing, and information regarding my child. Not if you turn them over to the school you don't. You're deceiving yourself if you think that's the case. A similar set of guidelines from Chicago Public Schools instructs the staff not to tell parents about their child's gender transition without the child's permission. Look, we have to understand, 20 years ago, it was inappropriate to talk to these kids in kindergarten about heterosexual activity because they didn't understand what was going on. They weren't ready to take this in. These kids are not ready to take in the gender fluidity, gaslighting, and propaganda that these states are doing. But they're going to do it anyway if you turn your kids over to them. New York Elementary School cancels a father-daughter dance. They say it's discriminatory against transgender and gender non-conforming students. I'm so sick of hearing about this stuff, but it's for real. There's a controversy at Staten Island Elementary School. See, it's not just California where they're crazy. Over the we've talked about New York, Delaware, Chicago. Now we're in Staten Island. Cancellation of the annual father-daughter dance. Because it is viewed as violative of the new transgender and gender nonconforming student guidelines that went into effect March 2017. Public school PS 65 said the father-daughter dance is gender-based and it doesn't have a clear educational purpose. See, their clear educational purpose is the confusion and the permissive society that we saw portrayed in Brave New World. That's exactly what they want. Not just boy and girl, more teens identifying as transgender, reports Yahoo. Far more U.S. teens than previously thought are transgender or identify themselves using other non-traditional gender terms. So whether you want to look at this as nature and environment with the BPA, or whether you want to look at this as the hardcore push, they're not leaving anything, folks, to question. They say, well, is it nature? Is it nurture? Is it environment? Is it education? Let's do both to them. Let's do both. Let's destroy these people. Students in 9th and 11th grade have been brainwashed and gaslighted. Nearly 3% of them say they are transgender or gender nonconforming, meaning they don't always self-identify as the sex they were assigned at birth. Who assigned them that sex? Who was that? Was that the person at the birth certificate registry? Was that their parents? Or was it God? Oh, who's God? I don't know. We don't know who God is. But they're going to come after the homeschoolers. Homeschoolers, they've got to be shut down. I don't see anybody going into the government school teachers with a fine-tooth comb like they're talking about doing the homeschoolers in California. That's it for our broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.